The $7 billion accounting scandal at WorldCom is about to get even bigger. According to the Wall Street Journal, the bankrupt telecom company is preparing to announce another $2 billion correction to its financial statements. Some of that stems from more improper bookkeeping. The company is expected to present the new information to the Securities and Exchange Commission tomorrow. Federal prosecutors continue to investigate business scandals at both WorldCom and Enron. So far, criminal charges at those companies have not reached the top of the executive ladder. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Early last month, WorldCom's former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, and former controller David Myers were arrested on fraud charges. The men had already been fired for engineering a multi-billion dollar accounting scam that made the telecom company appear more profitable than it really was. 4 weeks later, though, when a grand jury indicted Sullivan on fraud and conspiracy charges, Myers was not named as a defendant. Former federal prosecutor John Walsh says that suggests Myers is cooperating with the government and possibly fingering others in the company, like former chief executive Bernie Ebbers.
Clearly, the government wants to have people like Mr. Myers cooperate to move up that last step of the ladder to Mr. Ebbers. That's the sort of normal course that federal prosecutors would follow to try to take the investigation to the highest level possible.
Prosecutors are also interested in talking with Ronald Beaumont, WorldCom's chief operating officer. His lawyer says Beaumont intends to cooperate fully. WorldCom's internal investigators found some evidence that Ebbers may have known about the bookkeeping tricks. They shared that evidence in July with the House Energy and Commerce Committee, where Ken Johnson is a spokesman.
Scott Sullivan told the investigators Bernie knew that hundreds of millions of dollars had been moved off the books. And for the first time, the muddy little footprints may lead back directly to Bernie Ebbers' doorstep.
Ebbers, however, has denied that. The former chief executive is not named in the indictment against Sullivan, but Walsh, who used to lead the major fraud unit for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, says that doesn't mean Ebbers is in the clear.
It means that they're taking it step by step. It's a step-by-step process of bringing pressure onto the people who are in a position to have actual firsthand knowledge of top executives' participation in a fraud.
While indictments in the WorldCom case came just 2 months after the company first disclosed its accounting problems, untangling what happened at Enron is taking longer. Enron's board of directors released a report last February detailing some of the off-balance sheet partnerships used to inflate profits and enrich company executives. Last month, Senator Byron Dorgan wrote the attorney general asking why, 6 months later, none of those executives had faced criminal charges.
I expressed my frustration about that and my hope that the Justice Department was moving aggressively.
Less than a week after Dorgan's letter, the Justice Department's Enron task force got what it called a substantial break when Michael Copper pled guilty to charges of money laundering and wire fraud. Copper had been an Enron executive who reported directly to Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow. He was also personally involved in some of the suspect partnerships and agreed to cooperate with investigators. Former Prosecutor Walsh says that should be a big help.
What you see is, with Copper, an effort to obtain his cooperation, presumably against Mr. Fastow, and then maybe moving up the chain to Mr. Lay and the top executive management.
Fastow himself has not been charged yet, and the formal charges against Copper make no mention of Enron's former chairman, Kenneth Lay, nor its former CEO, Jeffrey Skilling. Lay's attorney insists the former chairman didn't even know Copper. Proving involvement by top executives at Enron or WorldCom won't be easy. Walsh says when climbing the corporate ladder in search of criminals, prosecutors have to take each step as they can, then look around and see if they can go higher. Scott Horsley, NPR News.